Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls.
This show airs the second Monday of every month. Join us.
I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome. We moved the show from Monday to Tuesday because I'm teaching an amazing class. So I wanted to say thank you if you're new and welcome if you're one of the regulars. I want to make sure I give you the phone number because I get so excited about doing all these things that I space out when I do the channeling. So let me do that part first. You're welcome to also go to the chat box. And I'm going to type in the website in case you are interested in learning about what I offer and more, and also to make a donation if your heart feels called to give back. At Angel Rose, I'm typing, angelroselove.wix.com/love. So it's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. I'm noticing that Tuesdays tends to work for a lot of people. They tend to feedback-wise tell me that's a great day. So I may end up doing more than once a month, maybe twice a month. And if you follow me, you'll be updated on those times as well because of things that come up, and sometimes I'm inspired to do more than one show. So again, if you're new, welcome. I'm always excited to meet new people, and I'm excited that you're here on the show. Just to kind of give you an overview of how it works, I do a meditation because I really believe it's important to learn to connect inside your own beingness, your mind, your heart, and your body. After I do the meditation, I do some announcements just to get you familiar with what I offer and to let you know some of the upcoming events and classes that you can participate in, and also product specials that I offer new people. And then I take the readings in the order. It's one question only. Please make sure your mind is open, your heart is open, and you're specific on your question. If you make a donation in advance, that guarantees you a spot. I also, after the show, if you make a donation, I will stay after the show and do a reading so that you get that rather than paying the full price for a reading on the website. So I know I won't be able to get to all the calls, or maybe I will. But if you want to make sure you get a reading today, please go to Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. Make your donation, and I'll get a text message or an email message in my box, and I'll make sure to check it before the show ends. Okay, so let's go ahead and close our eyes and really give yourself permission to really focus in on what's going on inside. We are in a Mercury retrograde. Some of you may know that, and all of you know it's things that really bring things up in regard to communication skills. So if you're having any intensity around that with others or with yourself, you could just love this part because it's really giving you the opportunity to bring up that of which is not in alignment. And so it's an opportunity to make peace rather than continue the fighting around it. And so as you take another deep breath, just notice inside where your body may be tense or would like to be more relaxed, and just breathe into that part of your body, your all areas, the emotional part, the physical, the mental. Any thoughts, just let them float away on these beautiful imaginary clouds. I did a class the other day, and this beautiful young girl said, I put it on cotton candy as a cloud, and it was so cute. So you get to make this cloud anything you want as you breathe all the way in and just let go. Really breathe in and just allow your heart to open up to feel that inner love from your inner spirit, from the universal love. As I call in all the archangels, the angelic realm, Christ's love, universal love, and these pure, expansive, loving beings that I channel to help to support this nurturing love inside, making it more peaceful, more joyful, more nurturing, more pampering for everyone on this experience today, and even those that have chosen to listen to it after the show, so that we remember the importance of love, the importance of joy and peace, instead of the chaos or the turmoil. And so as we start moving into the last quarter of this year, this is what I call the year of the flip. The guides have told me that it's waking up not only the planet to the higher frequencies, but also individually, collective consciousness, and individually we're waking up more and more of our spiritual truth of who we are rather than the duality of what we're not. And so as you start to wake up those areas, there are parts of your belief system that have been dormant or asleep. And what happens is during this time this year, they start to come in the forefront to start to align more with your spirit. And you can't have duality in those areas anymore. So there's a sense of bringing it to a oneness of love so that you have this alignment, this inner peace and this inner joy in a greater way than you would if you resist it, because resistance is futile. So the message is keep your heart open, keep your courage up, and keep your mind on gratitude and your heart on appreciation and embracing everything so that you move through it with greater ease and greater love than you would if you resisted or feared or judge it or any of that other energy that tends to keep you stuck in it, by the way. Okay, taking another deep breath and slowly coming back into the room, giving yourself a big hug, just knowing how loving and special you are to have this experience. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Sometimes we get a message in these meditations. I always like to do a channeled message. And a lot of times when I do these channel messages, I don't remember all that is being said because I have the integrity of staying out of the human filters. And that also includes the readings that I do. So sometimes I'll get an email, can you repeat what you said? And my answer is no, take notes. So make sure you have paper and pen by you because I won't be able to repeat it when we do the readings. Okay, so let me just make sure I let you know the next blog talk, and also if you subscribe, you'll be updated on when I do it. It is going to be on September 6th at the same time, so please go ahead and make a note so that you are part of this experience, and I'll double check to make sure I have the time right. Since I moved it from Monday to Tuesday, I'll change the intro so that people don't get confused. It says Monday, but you're here on Tuesday. I also have these amazing events that are coming up. If you're committed to your spiritual path and you don't allow the excuses of limitations to hold you back, such as time or money or whatever else, your fears to hold you back, and you're really ready to make a shift in your life, then I would encourage you to, you know, jump on board, especially if you're resonating with myself as an angelic, because I am committed to the awakening of the consciousness to bring it to greater levels of love and joy and peace. And although I say I, it's not me that is also doing it. It's channeling these beautiful, expansive, loving beings that I absolutely love and adore, including my family, the angelic realm, that we wake up and realize you're not those limitations, you're not those fears, you're not those negativities. You can have freedom. You can live life on planet Earth in more of a joyful, loving way than having the chaos and the stress and all that other stuff that happens when there's conflicts going on. And so I have these events, special events that are on a monthly basis. It is only by approval, because I do turn into your spirit guides to make sure that it's appropriate for you, because they are activation sessions and I do want to make sure you get the most from the experience. I also have online series to help through your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. It includes a meditation, which is always amazing. And you get to go through the series of waking up, different parts of your beingness. And then I also have a three-week meditation class. It's called the Love Frequency Meditation. We focus on the first week on the mind, the second week on the emotions, and then the third week on the body to help align it with your inner spirit. And it also includes a channeled message. And it's just amazing. And then, of course, private readings, activation sessions, coaching, and your energies, your chakra energy alignment are also things that I offer. And then I also have supplementary products. And so if you go on the website today and you're new, there's a special gift for you. You'll get 15% off. It'll just send me an email and I'll talk to you and figure out what's the best for you based on what your spirit guides and the angelics and the beautiful beings that I work with. And then we'll together, your heart will know which one is the best for you. And then I'll discount it the 15% off. If you're interested in products, if you mention today's show, you'll get 10% off. So that's my way of gifting back. And I do want to make sure that people are able to jump on board and enjoy the experience. So this way, there's no excuses. Okay. So what I'm going to do again, if you're new, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm about to start taking the calls. I'm writing the numbers down. And so just to make sure that this flows, I want you to notice that one person, the 215, it looks like you dropped off, so I do have you in the queue. So no worries, you're still in that alignment of number-wise where you were in when I originally started writing the numbers down. So although the call dropped and you're now last, you won't be last when I pick you up, because I want to stay with the integrity of you originally calling. If you are interested in having a reading after the show, because I won't have time, I don't think, to go through everybody, go ahead and quickly make a donation on the website, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And then this way I'll be able to do the reading for you right after the show. This is only during the show time that I do these donation things. Afterwards, you go to the website or you wait till next month. Okay, so I'm going to start with 860. Please do make sure that you keep your heart as open as possible. It allows me to connect to the vibration of love and read your energy better. And then ask your question in a very clear way. No stories, because I don't want any human filters kicking in. I want to get the integrity. So make sure you have a clear question and it's specific in an area so that I could answer your one question. Okay. And then I also want to know what state you're from, what state you're living in, not state in your mind, what state you're living in. It helps me to tune in better. And then after I do the reading, I'm going to ask you if you're interested in exploring working together. It's not free. I support myself doing this. It's my full time, my commitment to my purpose of being here. So I don't do an 8-to-5 job. This is how I pay my bills. So do know that this is a way of you getting your gift and also me helping you get there. Okay, so I'll ask you, and if it resonates, just say yes, and if it doesn't, then by all means, just say no, not at this time. Okay. So, 860, oh, welcome,
hello.
Welcome, welcome. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually great, and so what is your loving name, sweetie?
I'm Amy from Connecticut.
Hi, Amy from Connecticut. Well, are you new to the show?
Yeah, I don't think I've called in before, no.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I moved it from Monday to Tuesday because I'm teaching a class on Monday, so I'm going to make sure I let everybody know. So go ahead and ask your loving question, and I'll tune in and see what they say.
Well, I'm a social lead people. It's been a while just even meeting, like, my tribe, soul tribe. And I'm looking for a relationship. So I feel like I'm getting closer in the sense of the people, they're like-minded people that I'm attracting. The question is if you see partner coming in.
I actually saw a beautiful, loving light around your energy field. You have this amazing Archangel Michael's in your energy field. If you have a relationship with the Archangels, he's one of them, and Raphael.
Yep.
Oh, good, good, good. My heart went on fire because I felt Michael come in too. I also called them in, so it's actually a nice confirmation when they're actually right in front. When you have a relationship, it becomes even more amplified. I am seeing September, October with regard to, and I am hearing Michael say this very strongly, is that please don't hold on to the time, because there's no such thing as time on the spiritual plane.
Yes.
I always hesitate about giving time. You're awakened enough to know that. Although when I do get time, when it's not asked, it's like 99.9% accurate. When I am asked, it's not always accurate. Yet,
right.
With that being said, I'm definitely seeing a huge shift in your life this last quarter. It's going to start like I saw the date September 13th. I don't know what that is, if that's a full moon or a new moon. It's very important that you stay very centered in your heart. There's so much going on in your life. And, man, I just see a lot of beautiful things going on. You have to be patient, and you have to let go of the time of the when, because that, I know, believe me, I'm like so relating to you with regard to the when, because I'm also feeling my twin flame, and I've been feeling him coming in and talking to me literally and sitting next to me in meditation. So the one thing that they told me really loud, and that's why I'm laughing, because it's a mirror message for you. Do not focus on time. It creates a barrier. I actually went up to the angelic realm and saw what happens when you focus on time, like when is this happening? It literally creates a block, like a rock, just like you do when you focus on where's the money. It literally stops the flow.
Yes.
And I was so blown away by that. So I don't even talk about when anymore. So just let that go. I know it's easy said than done. Best thing you can do is do that for yourself. So I hope there's so much more I want to share, but I have like 7+ calls. So do you feel a connection to explore doing doing some things together? Does that resonate for you?
It's not a good time now, but I will definitely look at your page again, and I'm going to write down your website. Is it on there? The Blog Talk?
It's angelroselove.wix.com/love. You are on at the beginning, so no excuse. Everybody write down the website.
Yes, exactly.
Take some time. Yeah, write it down, everybody. It's A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E dot Wix, W-I-X dot com / love. I would really, look at the website, because there's so much of the energy in your energy field that it would really help to support your evolution. So if you feel
excellent.
That, just kind of check it out. Yeah, check it out. I'm obviously not going to call you, because I do respect people's privacy. So if you are interested, I'm going to leave it that you'll call me. So anyway, much love and blessings, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Keep on shining. Thank you.
Okay. Much love. Bye-bye. Okay, so now we're going to go to 202, and please do have the information written down because that'll give me an opportunity to go through as many calls as I can. So, again, the website, if you would write this down, is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com /love. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take area code 202. And please go ahead and tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is my name is Camilla, and I'm calling
from Philadelphia.
That's a good
name. How do you spell that?
Allergies. No.
Oh, I know, isn't it fun? Look, I'm going to increase the volume because I can barely hear you. So hold on a second.
Okay, sorry about that.
Now I can hear you. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Camilla.
Oh, pretty, Camilla.
Thank you.
Okay, and what state are you calling from? Are you the East Coast? Like
Pennsylvania.
I was going to say Pennsylvania. You didn't get the state, but it definitely felt like the East Coast. So that's East. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the East. You have a lot of ancestral energy in your energy field, so there's definitely something major going on in your life. So what's your one question?
I would like to know, in terms of career, when this project that I'm working on is going to...
Oh, we talked about not asking about time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tune in, but that gets you set up. So get off the time, everybody, so you get what's aligned. When you focus on time, it creates the barriers. It's so easy to want... The ego wants to know when. It's so...
Yeah.
It creates a limitation. I'm so committed to
everybody getting off the time.
Well, maybe
what you see for this project, then?
Okay, so ask your question in a different way.
This project that I've been working on, this documentary, do you see it blooming into something great?
Okay, so I have to ask you this one question because I'm seeing masculine energy around it. Is there a partner of some kind that's working with you on it?
I'm trying to get a couple of people. Yeah, masculine, huh?
Okay, because one person seems to be delaying it for some reason. That could be a good thing because of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
That's a masculine energy?
Well, it's a masculine energy, so if you have a female that's very masculine, that could work as well, but it's definitely in a masculine energy. It's not like, it's just somebody that has a lot of control around things. So what I'm hearing to tell you is if you know who that is, to get them on board, because
mm-hmm.
that person is really going to be a very great supporter for you, is you have to educate
right.
them a little
I think
bit
I
more
know who this
on
is.
This.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This person is into
you have
their own
to,
stuff, though, so I didn't really want
to
bother him.
Yeah,
he has
you
so
have
much of his
to,
own work going on.
Okay, we have to educate that person because somehow that person's energy is still in your energy field. So either cut the cords with that person if you don't want them involved in some capacity, but that person is very wise and could really be a great support for you. So at some
okay.
point you want to educate that person just to get the support system going on. I definitely
okay.
see it moving, but I am hearing a delay with regard to the timing of how you wanted to move and the fastness of how you wanted to move. It seems like there's not a delay with regard to the physical delay, but more the divine timing of it. It seems like there's pieces that need to be put into place before it could really start to flow. It's not a long delay, but it's definitely a delay. I'm just going along the timeline and, you know, I just kind of see some energies that, like lessons that are going through that's keeping it from flowing in the most positive way. So I would look at some
okay.
of the things that you're doing with regard to this project and how you're looking at it. Are you looking at it from more of a prosperity consciousness or are you looking at it from more of a fear, rushing, limitation consciousness? Because that also creates delays. So
right.
make sure the way you're looking at it is coming from, because it definitely is an amazing project. It's just sometimes the amazing things don't happen when we want it to happen. It happens in the organic flow of it, and that could be frustrating. So many people that are committed, so, and you get that. I really feel that. So anyway, I can keep babbling, but I'm going to stop for now. Are you interested in exploring working together, or where are you feeling complete? Because I only want to work with people that are committed to, you know, the beings that I work with and helping people move their consciousness to a different vibration.
Absolutely.
So when I ask that question.
I will definitely reach out. Your website.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I'll put
you
that you're going to call me, so I make sure I respect that. And much love to you, honey. Keep me posted on what's going on. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so again, I want to mention before I take the next call that the next show is going to be on, especially if you just logged in, September 6th, and that it's going to be at the same time, 11 o'clock. I also wanted to mention that sometimes we get a lot of people that want to have the readings in advance. And so one of the things that I decided to do is if you make a donation in advance prior to the show, then I put you in the top of the list and you get your readings quicker. So that's another gift that I like to do with people that come to the show so that, you know, you get the most from the experience. So if you're interested, and also if I'm noticing a lot of calls are coming in, so if you're interested in having a reading right after the show, if I don't get through to everybody, please go to the website and make your donation. I stay after the show and continue to do readings. It's only during each show that I do that. Otherwise, you go to the website and you could just book an appointment if you'd rather do that or wait next month. Okay, so then on my list, the next person is 215. I promised you I was going to take you next, even though you're at the bottom now, because it looks like your call dropped. So I'm going to go ahead and take you because when I wrote the numbers down, you were the third person. So,
hi,
did you drop the call?
Actually, it went blank. It went blank. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay, no worries.
Yeah, so I called back in.
You may have been in the meditation. So before I begin, I just want to make sure that the phone number for those that want to call in is 347-996-5068. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. I'm telling you right now, we only have 2 minutes. So 312 and 860, not Amy, the other 860. I would encourage you, if you want to have a reading, to go to the website and make your donation. I will not have time to do you two. So if you stay on here, I can call you back and thereby be able to do a reading for you, because we only have a couple of minutes. And I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have for you, but I'm going to see how it flows. So go ahead and ask your question.
I started talking to somebody and came out of blue, and what do you think of it?
Oops, I'm sorry, the recording went on. I'm not, go ahead, we'll see how it goes. You may have to let me know if you want to do a reading with a donation, but I'll do as much as I can.
I started talking to somebody, and I want your opinion on what you think.
Okay, what's your name, by the way, in the state you're calling from? So
Jennifer
PK. Jennifer, and then Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a romantic relationship?
I'm flirtatious.
Okay, so this is what your spirit guide's telling me, that it's way too soon to tell. It's in the friendship zone. He doesn't know you enough to know where things are going. There's definitely an interest there. I don't have time to go along your timeline to see where it's going, but I can tell you that there's light around it, so that's a positive thing. So I would definitely stick with it and see where it goes. It's in a learning curve right now, so it's too soon to really get a feel for how it's going to flow and where it's going to go.
Okay.
It needs more time. So, did you want me to follow up with you on working together,
yes,
or do you feel comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
is the number, is this a correct number, the 215?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, sorry about the rushing. It just goes fast.
That's okay. That's all right. I got you. All right.
Okay, thanks. Much love.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, you too, bye.
So I want to say thank you, everybody, for being part of this show. And I'm going to now check and see. Okay, so I'm going to head, but I'm going to end the show here and go ahead and check in with the messages, and then I'll call people. Much love to you all, and I'll see you next month on September 6th. Yes, September 6th. That's already flying. Okay, and if you're interested in having a donation right after this show, this is your last opportunity to go to angelroselove.wix.com/love and make your donation. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till next month, or you can just book a regular session. Okay, much love to all of you. See you next time.